Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A city council member is asking the U.S. Department of Education to investigate the city Department of Education for what he calls grade fraud. He says schools are passing more students than they should, just to show off high graduation rates.
City Council member Robert Holden says it's all a scam. Numbers show high graduation rates in the city, but students' test scores don't really reflect that.
They're touting their numbers as, oh, it's the system is great, it's improving, look what we've done, and it's a fraud.
Holden says whistleblowers have come out to say that schools are implementing a no-fail system, a form of grade fixing to get students to pass anyway. The council member has reached out to City School Chancellor Richard Carranza on the issue months ago, and Holden says he just got a "we'll look into it" response with no follow-up.
If I worked hard and showed up to all my classes, and then students sitting next to me didn't show up and passed anyway, and that sends a bad message, obviously.
The City Department of Education said in a statement that it takes academic dishonesty allegations seriously and investigates them thoroughly. In downtown Manhattan, Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
The arrest of a pastry vendor in a Brooklyn subway station, captured on cell phone video and posted on Twitter, went viral. And that's now sparking outrage in the city. WCBS's Steve Burns reports.
This video, says City Councilmember Antonio Reynoso,
has so many layers of systematic failures in the city of New York.
The video posted to Twitter by Sophia Newman shows a woman getting handcuffed at the Broadway Junction station, surrounded by officers.
Y'all, she's crying.
As her churro cart gets wheeled away.
Just don't understand why 5-6 officers need to be surrounding a churro person at all.
Reynoso says it's another example of the city criminalizing poverty. He sees no justification for Governor Cuomo's order a few months ago putting 500 more officers in subway stations.
Either he got bad information or he's lying, because crime has not gone up in the subway system.
A spokesperson for the governor maintains certain categories of crime are up, like robberies and assaults. In this incident, the NYPD says it was responding to health and pedestrian flow concerns at the station. The department says the woman was given a summons and released within minutes. In East New York, Brooklyn, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
A man was stabbed to death in an Upper West Side homeless shelter, apparently in a dispute with another man there. Police responded to the Basics Housing homeless shelter on West 83rd Street. They found a 22-year-old man unconscious with stab wounds to the torso and a 36-year-old man with a single wound. The 22-year-old was rushed to St. Luke's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The 36-year-old is listed in stable condition at the hospital and was taken into custody with charges pending. Police are still investigating. Police in Toms River say two people were killed when their speeding car hit a center median and went flying into the second floor of a commercial building. Happened around 6:30 this morning on Hooper Avenue. Authorities are now testing the structural integrity of the building. The identities of the two victims have not yet been released. Let's get the weather forecast now with our meteorologist, Frank Strait. And it's mild for now, Frank. When will we see a change?
Well, definitely don't get used to the milder temperatures, because Tuesday we will see another cold shot headed our way. But again, not too bad in the meantime. Certainly a decent evening out there tonight. Partly cloudy tonight. Low 50, or rather 45 in Midtown, down to the 30s in the colder outlying spots. Then tomorrow, looking pretty good for Veterans Day. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine, and it'll be even milder than today with the high 58. Then tomorrow night, we turn cloudy, low 45 in Midtown again. Rain will start toward daybreak, and then intermittent rain for Tuesday as it turns brisk and sharply colder. Temperatures just fall into the 30s. Rain may even mix with or turn to some wet snow before it tapers off in the afternoon. Behind that, a very cold Wednesday, sunny, breezy, with a high of January like 34.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.